Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Banks in Greece are reopening for the first time in 3 weeks after the Greek Parliament passed austerity measures last week as part of a bailout plan. Some restrictions remain in place, as Mark Lowen now reports from Athens.
A daily withdrawal limit has become a weekly one, capped at €420. No cheques can be cashed, no new accounts opened, and there's a block on capital transfers abroad. Meanwhile, restaurants and taxis will feel a hit today as VAT rises from 13% to 23%. With the austerity measures passed and the deal with creditors reached, Greece will be able to access emergency funding to make a large repayment to the European Central Bank today, avoiding the threat of default. Further hurdles lie ahead, though, including more reforms to pass in Parliament on Wednesday.
The head of the army in Myanmar says he will respect the result of elections scheduled for later this year, even if the opposition wins. But in a rare interview with the BBC, General Min Aung Hlaing said the army's role in politics would continue until peace was achieved with Myanmar's ethnic rebel groups. The party of the Nobel Peace Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi is widely expected to win the most seats in the election in November, but the Burmese constitution bars her from becoming president. The Chinese Deputy Finance Minister Zhu Guangyao has defended his country's intervention in the stock markets after shares lost about a third of their value in a matter of weeks. Joe Lynham has more details.
Earlier this month, China imposed tough restrictions on large investors selling their shares. The move followed dramatic falls on Chinese stock markets, which had wiped hundreds of billions of dollars off company values. China's Vice Finance Minister Zhu Guanghu told the BBC the intervention had been necessary because some investors had broken the rules by borrowing too much money in order to buy shares, a process known as leverage. Mr. Zhu said stability was essential in markets and that Chinese regulators had learned from Britain and the US on how best to deal with market turbulence.
The Japanese company Mitsubishi has made a landmark apology for using American prisoners of war as forced labor during World War II. A senior company executive, Hikaru Kimura, expressed remorse that prisoners had been put to work in the firm's mines. An American survivor, James Murphy, who is 94, said it was a glorious day for which he had waited 70 years.
I listened very carefully to Mr. Kimura's statement of apology and found it very, very sincere, humble, and revealing. And this happened to be the first time that we've heard those words, and they really touch you at the heart.
James Murphy, this is the latest world news from the BBC. Sepp Blatter, the head of World Football's governing body FIFA, and other members of its executive committee meet today to set a date for a leadership election. Mr. Blatter announced last month that he would step down as FIFA president weeks after the dramatic arrests in Zurich of senior officials from the organization. They were detained as part of a U.S. criminal inquiry into alleged corruption. The U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter has begun a visit to Israel, saying he doesn't expect to persuade the government there to drop its opposition to the deal on Iran's nuclear program. Mr. Carter said friends could disagree. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has condemned the international accord reached last week in Vienna as an historic mistake. The FARC rebel group in Colombia has ordered all its military units to observe a month-long unilateral ceasefire from today. The announcement was made by FARC leaders in Cuba, where the group has been in peace talks with the Colombian government since 2012. A labyrinth of Second World War tunnels built beneath the white cliffs of Dover opens to the public today after lying forgotten for decades. The tunnels, known as the Fan Bay Deep Shelter, were later filled with rubble. They have now been cleared by hand by volunteers. Rebecca Drought has this report.
The White Cliffs of Dover are an enduring image of the war. But 75 feet below ground, the Fan Bay Deep Shelter is a reminder that they were also the British front line. The tunnels were rediscovered after the National Trust bought the land. Winston Churchill ordered their construction in 1940 after he was said to have been enraged to see German shipping moving freely in the channel. They provided accommodation for soldiers who manned the gun battery above. The excavations also uncovered two rare First World War concrete sound mirrors, which were said to have given a 9-minute warning that enemy aircraft were approaching.
BBC World News.